In the meantime, guys, we're going to talk a little offensive line. Brian Coyle, who does a great job with us, helping us behind the scenes, check his workout on thefinsiders.com as he gives you a comprehensive breakdown of all the offensive lines within the AFC East. We're going to give you some of that here on the show. So, guys, let's start, before we look at the other teams, let's start with this Dolphins offensive line. John mentioned it before, gave up 58 sacks, a franchise record, also 26th ranked rushing attack. So both sides, when it comes to running and passing, they need to be better in 2014. A lot has been done. You look at the projected starters for the upcoming season, there's some question marks there. We know Brandon Albert and Juwan James on the left and right tackle spots, respectively. We know Shelly Smith's going to play a role in there, likely at right guard, based on what we saw this offseason. Dallas Thomas appears to at least have first dibs at left guard spot, if he can earn that during training camp. But also Darren College is a veteran who's going to be in the mix. They just recently signed. And then at center, with Mike Pouncey's injury, we're not sure. Is it going to be Sam Brenner? Is it going to be Nate Garner? Could Shelly Smith play a role there as well? When you look at this offensive line, what's the biggest thing you're going to be watching for, John, entering training camp?
Cohesiveness, you know, how they play together. That's the biggest trademark of all offensive lines, no matter what level of football you play. How they play well as a unit. You can have individual terrific pieces, but if you don't play well together, you're going to give up a majority of sacks. You're not going to be able to run the football effectively. You'll watch for mistakes, you know, procedure penalties, lining up maybe not correctly as an offensive lineman, you know, off the line of scrimmage, getting called for, you know, motion fouls, things like that, holding calls. You know, you really watch for the little things that add up to big things for offensive linemen. So you want to see if the leader now on the outside at Brandon Albert, coming in as a free agent, you know, how can he, you know, work his wisdom, his years of playing in the league, over a young guy like Juwan James? How can they get those guys up to speed so they don't play like young players, that they play like a veteran offensive line? Those are some of the things, Sam, I'm going to be looking for from this offensive line. But the one thing you got to realize, they don't have time to rely on working into it. They have to start fast. As you said, you have New England number one, you have Buffalo number two. They have to, you know, try to take over the AFC East if this team is going to do something in 2014.
And you mentioned those two teams, along with the Jets, of course. That's kind of the other teams that the Dolphins are competing against in the division. You take a look at their offensive lines as compared to the Dolphins. Let's give everybody an overview of who we're expecting at least to be the starters entering 2014 for those teams. Of course, with the Patriots, that's probably the most well-respected group, with Solder, Mankins, Wendell, Connolly, Vollmer. That's a group of veteran players who have played well and protected Tom Brady well. In New York, to Brickishaw, Ferguson, you got Winters, Mangold, Cologne, Giacomini, guys there that, you know, have, you know, Rex Ryan typically likes to have guys who can really run block very well. And then in Buffalo, Glenn, Williams, Wood, Urbick, and you've got Kwanjo, the rookie out of Alabama, added up in the Buffalo mix. It's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, but when you're looking at the Dolphins relative to the rest of the division, which team stands out to you among the Patriots, the Jets, and the Bills, Sam?
Well, which team stands out? Obviously, it's the New England Patriots. I mean, just because of the quarterback that they have and the way that they get the ball out of their hands and get it out to multiple receivers over the last 10 years, you can see Tom Brady only probably 1 or 2 years out of that had a big name wide receiver, and that's Randy Moss and Wes Welker. Other than that, it was just, you just add anybody to the mix, and it was because of this offensive lineman. They gave him so much time for him to go through his progressions, being able to go to his first read, second read, third read, and then sometimes even come back to the first read and get rid of the football. So when you look at all of this offensive linemen in the AFC East, and you look at the way of the makeup of them, you have to go with the New England Patriots, just because of what they have been playing together for so long. And, you know, one of the things where you talk about what do you look for in the Miami Dolphins offensive lineman, you know, I'm looking for who's going to come out and be that leader. Before, it was Mike Pouncey. He was the one that got on everybody's nerve, not only in practice amongst his players, amongst any other team as well, getting downfield on screens, being active, talking a lot of trash, but yet still backing it up and being the person that is going to make sure that the whole offensive line understand exactly what they're going to do and how they're supposed to do it, putting guys in a position to win. Now you don't have that. You have five new guys that's going to be vying for, you know, who's the leader on this offensive line. You know, do I take it as Albert? Do I take it as Dallas Thomas? Or do I take it as Nate Garner, who's been around here the longest and the elder statement that's who's going to be playing while Mike Pouncey is out? So that is what I'm going to be looking for. Who takes the leadership now that there's no Mike Pouncey, but yet still get stuff done on the football field in a mean, nasty way?
Well, Brandon Albert has said publicly he is the leader. He wants to be the leader of this group, and that he and Mike Pouncey will kind of do that as a tandem on the offensive line. Of course, as Sam just alluded to, with Pouncey being out for, you know, the first part of the season, we're not sure exactly how many games that will be. Albert's going to have to be the guy who takes control. And so we mentioned this in the 4 o'clock hour. ESPN, the magazine, ranked the top five free agent acquisitions in the NFL this offseason. 279 players changed teams this offseason via free agency, and they ranked the top five that will make the biggest difference for their teams. The number one ranked guy, Brandon Albert, making the switch from the Kansas City Chiefs down here to the Miami Dolphins, partially due to his talent and partially due to the need. So this is going to be a focus for all of us when we're looking at this Dolphins team. We mentioned Ryan Tannehill earlier this hour. A lot of his success is going to be directly connected to the success of this offensive line, John.
Well, there were a lot of questions when Mike Pouncey was still at center, when he didn't have the torn labrum in his hip. And now he's gone through the procedure, and he's going on his way back, and you don't know when that question mark is going to be lifted. So two new guards, a new tackle on the right side, a veteran guy that comes over from the Kansas City Chiefs in Brandon Albert. A lot of question marks still. I still don't think the focus has changed from the offseason to now preseason and the start of training camp. I still believe all eyes are on the offensive line, and that's how you're going to be able to see how this offense goes. If it goes, it's because we're not mentioning those names come September and October.
Yes, and so we'll see. It's going to be that is going to be a key, integral part of this Dolphins team entering the 2014 training camp. That we'll all be anxious to see how that develops with the injuries and with the new parts that are kind of moving around there up front for Ryan Tannehill and this Bill Lazor offense.